Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, he sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, and he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And they rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and he said, "Call him." So they called the blind man and they said to him, "Have courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want from me?" The blind man said to him, "Master, I just want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. This is good news from the Lord. I remember once, years ago, being in an airport and heard the crying shriek of a little two-year-old, maybe three, desperately crying, "Mama, Mama," and it had been lost, of course. And with its arms outstretched, you would have thought the poor little one was in total agony. And every adult in sight, particularly the mothers, all went running toward the little one. Sisters and brothers, it's not our strength. It's not our perfection. It's not our goodness that draws God to us. It's our weakness. Just as those adults could not resist the outstretched arms of the little child, so God cannot resist coming to you when you cry out, not out of your strength, but out of your weakness. St. Therese, certainly one of my favorite saints, she said, "How sweet it is. How sweet it is." How many of us would agree with this? To know that I am weak. Because when I cry to God for my weakness, God has to come. That's God's job description. And we see it so perfectly illustrated in this gospel today. This poor blind man, Bartimaeus, you wonder how many years he'd been sitting there in his weakness. There's no mention of any credits. It's not saying he went to the temple on Saturday, or he obeyed the commandments, or he was in his first marriage. No, nothing. Not a single good thing is said about him. All that's said is what he says, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And Jesus comes running toward him. It's really amazing to me that we can miss such points. Our bishops, if you know, have been in Rome for the last almost 3 weeks talking about all kind of issues of family. And apparently they got into some quite strong arguments, although it looks like the final document is very good. But deciding who was worthy to go to communion. And thank God in the final vote, those who said it doesn't matter whether you're worthy, they won out. But unless you've faced your own weakness, it's very hard for you to be patient and accepting of other people's weakness. And that's exactly what was said in the second reading. Perhaps you didn't hear it. Let me repeat it. It speaks about the priests. And it says, a priest is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and the erring, for he himself is beset by weakness. Unless one has recognized one's own weakness, we all, not just priests, you too, you tend to be very impatient and judgmental and sometimes even cruel to anybody else who isn't supposedly perfect. So we have an image in Bartimaeus of a physically imperfect person. And of course, the physical self is merely the sign of the interior self. It's not the physical blindness that was significant. It was that this man learned how to see what matters, what's real, what's good, what's true, what's lasting. And that is the blindness that Jesus always comes to heal. We saw such miracle working a few weeks ago when our Holy Father, Pope Francis, visited our country. I got a call from a friend of mine in D.C. who's an editor of a magazine there, and he said in all of his years in D.C., he has never seen one person have so much influence on so many people of both political parties, of all races, of all genders, quite simply because he could embrace other people's weakness. That's the Jesus we're waiting for. That's the Jesus we love and trust and so desperately need. And so you and I are the same as Bartimaeus. All we can do is not list our credits and our worthiness, but like little imperfect and weak people, cry out to God, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And I believe when you say that with a sincere heart, it's always going to happen. Always. And so don't come to God from your strength. Come to God with your weakness.